Last week, we reported on the federal government's plan to acquire 100% control of the Snowy Hydro Company. In part two of this report, the New South Wales state government has announced it will be giving the Prime Minister's scheme critical infrastructure status. But there are concerns about the environmental credentials of the project. Rob Osborne asked Dr. Bradley Smith, energy and climate campaigner at the National Conservation Council, how the scheme could affect the national park around it.
Developing Snowy Hydro in the Kosciuszko National Park will mean they'll need to upgrade roads, they'll need to clear some land to put in transmission lines, and they've also got to build some tunnels and excavate quite a lot of spoil, which they're planning to throw into the lake. So all of those steps will have impacts on the national park and, you know, the nature and wilderness. Pumped hydro is a really important technology for taking us towards the clean energy future that we need. But doing it in a national park will have a lot of impacts on a really sensitive ecosystem.
Charlie Litchfield is the Environmental Services Manager for the Snowy Hydro Company. I asked him to explain the environmental benefits he envisages for the Snowy Hydro 2 scheme.
We like to think of this big picture and small picture. In the bigger picture, the additional megawatts and gigawatt hours of storage provide a really, really significant benefit in that they allow the new and future renewable sources of energy, particularly wind and solar, to enter the market. And that's because we provide the storage, the battery, if you like, that allows those intermittent sources of energy to come into the market. And on the small scale, what we point to is the fact that the water that we're using is already part of the existing Snowy scheme. So we've got an upper storage and a lower storage that are already there. So there's no dam construction. We're taking the opportunity to use those existing storages to run a tunnel between them. And we've got a power and a pump station roughly in the middle of them that achieves this sort of benefit in the longer term. There's a lot of underground construction work. And what is above ground, we're confident we can manage around the sensitivities that are there and rehabilitate, and in the end actually potentially get quite a good benefit for the national park, because we're talking with them about putting some of the money that will be generated into benefits for the national park, so getting rid of things like weeds and feral animals and those sorts of things. So we're pretty positive about the environmental benefits of the project.
The New South Wales Minister for Planning and Housing, Anthony Roberts, says the Snowy Hydro 2.0 scheme is essential for the future security of the state's energy system and the economy. Therefore, the project will be afforded critical infrastructure status. Bradley Smith is concerned about the effects on the planning and the environmental assessment processes.
The critical status just means that communities are less able to hold the government to account or hold the proponent to account, Snowy Hydro, if things start going wrong. So if they do a sloppy job of the approval, then the community now has no avenues to challenge that in a court. And similarly, if they breach some of the conditions of their approval, again, the community's got no way to challenge that like we would for a normal project. So we think a project of this size, especially a project in an environmentally sensitive place like the Kosciuszko National Park, should be able to stand up to the highest level of scrutiny, but by declaring a critical status, the government meant that that level of scrutiny just isn't there.
And here's Charlie Litchfield responding to those concerns.
From our perspective, it doesn't necessarily mean it's fast track. We still know that we have to dot every I and cross every T. What it does for us is it gives us a sense of a commitment to the project by government agencies, and it focuses the attention in the EIS process on the things that are really, really important.
Charlie Litchfield, Environmental Services Manager at Snowy Hydro, ending that report by Rob Osborne.